On 6PR Breakfast, it's time for Peter Ford for Reading Cinemas. Movies from $11, readingcinemas.com.au.
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls.
Well, we've been talking about coronavirus in basically every walk of life, so it only makes sense that it would work its way into the showbiz world. Good morning, Peter Ford.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely happening. It's weird, isn't it? Because on the one hand, you know, I guess you're inclined to have a bit of a laugh about it and the panic buying and stuff. But on the other hand, it is real and people are dying and there are these sort of ripple effects now because it's happening in the show business world. I mean, the big announcement today has been that the Bond movie is not going to be released in a couple of weeks' time. They're putting it off until the end of November at this stage. Now, why they did that is not because people are not going to cinemas in the States or here. It's more to do with China and Korea, which, of course, are massive markets for the Bond movie. As you know, all markets are huge for the Bond movie anyway. But they must believe it was financially wiser to do this because they, even by doing it, they're going to lose a lot of money because all of the marketing plans are in place, you know, billboards and ads, and Daniel Craig was meant to be coming here for the launch in a couple of weeks. So all of that stuff, all that infrastructure that was set up now has to just be pulled down. So they must think it's the wiser thing to do. I guess somebody had to blink first, so you just wonder if other movies like Mulan, for example, which is due out in a couple of weeks' time and again is expected to be massive in the Asian markets, whether they might also say, yeah, we're going to hold off as well.
Other impacts, a demand for private jets, is that correct?
Yeah, that's the new thing they're talking about. I mean, here we are, all those celebrities saying about the environment and don't do this and don't do that. Apparently, it's very, very hard suddenly to get a private jet because, you know, most of the big name stars don't actually own their own private jets. When you hear about them getting on and off private jets, they're just ones that they've leased, or sometimes they are groups of people who sort of co-own it together. But that's one thing. And then you've got the major fashion houses. They're not going ahead with their big season launches in Paris and Milan and even in New York. So, yeah, it's odd. People do seem to suddenly, and maybe this is the next wave of what happens, where people are thinking about, you know, contact and in close proximity with other people.
You've always got a bit of theatrics about you. Did you ever want to run off and join the circus, Peter?
I did. I mean, I didn't do that, but I did think about it quite a lot. I used to love going to circuses. I used to love hanging out with the carnies around the caravans, and that's where a lot of my show business instinct came from. We had a lot of circuses that came to town where I lived, and I used to always be there, and I used to always hope that the clowns would get me up on stage. But that's, I digress. Why did you ask that?
Oh, because this bloke that's walking across the volcano, I'm sure he would have started as a circus performer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that, you're quite right. Nick Wallander is his name. And in fact, the Wallander family, it's several generations of them. One of the most famous names in the history of circuses anywhere. I think they started off in Europe. They ended up in America. They became known as the Flying Wallanders and the Great Wallanders. And this bloke, Nick Wallander, is the descendant of them. And so what's happening in half an hour from now, they are doing this live-to-air event where he will be walking across a volcano with just on a tightrope.
No harness
at all.
Don't they have harnesses, these blokes, normally?
No.
Well, I think you have to these days, certainly in Australia.
So what's the big deal then if he's got a harness? If he falls, he's hooked up anyway.
He hasn't got a harness.
This one hasn't.
No, he's saying he hasn't got a harness. Yeah. But so it's this is happening in Nicaragua.
Okay.
Can you imagine the insurance and the waivers and everything? Not just for him. I mean, he's obviously willing to risk his life, but for the crew and staff working on this show, we don't have to go too far back to see how unpredictable volcanoes can be.
Exactly.
So this all happens in half an hour. Okay. So it's a bit ghoulish in a way, because obviously in the back of your mind, you're thinking, he probably won't make it and I want to see it when it happens. So we will know.
Prince Harry was going to have a go, Millsy, and they were going to call him Your Royal Highness.
Very good.
Oh, thank you.
Very good. Now, when you go back to the circus and you think of this guy that's doing this, the highest paid performers in a circus are the lion tamer or the high wire performers.
Yeah, usually the people with the fewer fingers are the ones who earn the most.
Right, so that's the lion tamer.
Is that the highest risk
I'm thinking if you want to run off with the circus, what would you want?
What about the bloke that goes on the big wheel and he runs on the outside of the wheel?
Nah, that's nothing. Oh, I could do that.
You could do it.
Yeah. Or a bloke on the motorbike. Or a clown. I mean, clowns are a dime a dozen, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, but the dozen of them have got to get into the one taxi.
Right, that's true. That makes it a little more difficult. If this bloke actually falls, has he actually said why he's doing it?
Well, it's a gimmick. I mean, it's a live to air on TV. Well, the TV network, it's not a pay-per-view one. I think it's CBS are doing it. But, it's just the costs involved would be extraordinary. But hopefully it's going to be a happy ending.
Oh, golly.
I don't know.
Has he got kids?
I don't know that. But all shall be revealed in the next hour.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Peter. That's
thank you.
I don't know if I want to watch that.